Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you with here in studio with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram. Just talked about a lot of exciting stuff for graduation and a lot of good tips, I think, for some graduates that we went over. Looking at the summer never, you think stereotypically summer for schools, nothing's going on.
Right.
You continuously find out that's not true.
Oh, yes.
every year. Anybody.
Every year I get asked by my students, you know, the students at the school, so what are you doing this summer? And I'm like, I'm working. You know, my job continues during the summer, and one day you'll have one that does the same, unless you're a school teacher. And so, yeah, we do have a lot of activities going on campus. For example, today and tomorrow, some of our pre-enrollment days for our freshmen coming in next fall and trying to get them ready and prepped and have all the details before that they come in August. So that's something that goes on in the summer and something that's going to continue that we, you know, we've seen on our campus over the last few years as a part of our strategic plan. You know, we've had a lot of campus changes. You know, we added the activity center, we added the parking lot, we added the sidewalk system there on the north half of campus and really improved our just our first impression when you pull up. It looks more like a school. It looks more like, you know, what we have going on with the lighting and some of the banners on the lights and just really looks more like a campus. And as we continue to look into the future, our next project's going to be a new residence hall, and that would replace Johnson Hall, which is right across the street from Burger King. That building has been there since 1964, and it has served well and served proudly. The guys who live there, it kind of becomes a badge of honor that they've lived there. But, you know, from a recruiting perspective, it's not our best foot forward. And we know we need to upgrade that facility for our students to live in. And so we're not ready from a financial perspective for that. You know, when people say, you know, when are you going to build that new residence hall? We're probably about 6 million steps away from that, if you get my drift. It's probably going to cost between 5 and 7 million. And so we're gonna be beginning that fundraising process soon. But in the meantime, we have a couple of houses that sit where that residence hall will go. The residence hall will go on the south side of Laramie Street. You know, our activity center is on the corner, 14th and Laramie, then our campus center. And right next to that is where we will build our new residence hall. So it's over by our women's residence hall, which is already on that side of our campus. And to prepare for that, we're going to be taking down two more older houses that are on our campus that the college has owned for years. Some of that is to prepare for the future. Some of that is also those older houses are starting to have many issues, you know, sewer lines collapsing, you know, that type of thing. And to be able to have the money to put back into them when they're not really an income-producing thing, it is just most strategic for us right now to go ahead and take those houses down. And so we're you know, you're not excited about it because there's a lot of memories in those houses for our students, but it's going to make room for our next building on our campus. It'll also clean up our campus a little bit, and we just think it's a wise move to go ahead. You know, last year we took down Evans Hall, or 2 years ago we took down the big apartment building, and this year we're going to be taking down those two houses that'll make room and just continue our campus moving forward because you know, we need to continue to make that progress. And so one of the fun things we did in one of the houses before, just to make use of the space, you know, we worked with our Riley County's finest. The police department came in, and they did some of their breaching training, and were able to practice breaching a house, breaching a room from a training perspective. And there were a couple of the booms that I thought were Fort Riley, and it wasn't Fort Riley. It was RCPD over in that building. And but we're glad to partner with them to help them train and use those facilities and not just, you know, tear them down. But we also do some repurposing of some of the stuff that's in the building. And so it's just, it's kind of a fun opportunity. But when people see it, be aware of that. It doesn't mean a new building will be coming up right away. But we are preparing for that eventual having a new residence hall on that spot. So that'll be happening on campus this summer. Another part of that is kind of a totally different twist going from a student side. We have camp teams who'll be leaving here in about a week and a half, and those camp teams go to camps all the way from California to Illinois and all spots in between, and they go to church camps for high school students, some junior high camps, and their purpose is to tell the story of MCC. I think we have about 25 or 30 of those students who are going to be in camps, and you know, one of their number one goals is not just to tell the story of MCC, but the dean, the head of the camp, is their, you know, whatever they say do, they say yes. And so it's a fun opportunity for those students, and they get to meet a lot of people. They get to meet a lot of leaders in churches, and we hope it helps them build connections for the future as well. But you know, again, we'll have several dozen of those. Like, I think all 8 or 10 vehicles of the school will be out and about for a few weeks because they're going to be out serving in camps. And that's something unique that we do. It's a big recruiting tool for the college. And then just overall, our students who aren't doing camp teams, a lot of them do mission trips. I already mentioned our Mexico mission trip that Colin led. We had about 20 students who served with I-68, and again, this year they built a house and then did a vacation Bible school program for the kids in Sonora, Mexico, in the evenings and just really served for the week. But this summer, we have students who are going to Mongolia, China, Ecuador, Hong Kong, Greece, just a few of the countries that I know of off the top of my head. And then students are going to be going to churches all over America, in fact, Flagstaff, Arizona, and Kansas, just a variety of places, because we want the educational experience at MCC to be holistic, that it goes beyond the classroom, that it goes to what our faculty and staff interact with them on the sidewalks, but it also goes to the experience that they're going to be getting over the summer. We have a very strong hands-on leadership, like the Mexico mission trip, over 20 students went. I've received pushback from people outside of MCC that there were no adults who went with them. Well, yes, they were, because those students are adults. Those students are going to be leading. For example, Colin graduating this year, he's going to be going to seminary, but he could be going to work at a church. And if that's the case, he could be leading a mission trip this next year. So we want them to get the experience. And that's part of the summer, going to Mongolia and Greece and China and Ecuador and Hong Kong. We want them to have those hands-on experiences now that best prepare them to be difference makers in the world over the long haul. And so it's a fun place to be. We have a commissioning service, our last chapel, and we pray for all the different people who are doing mission trips and camp teams and a variety of things. And it's just a lot of fun to see the impact that a little small private college on the corner of 14th and Anderson makes around the world. So that's some of what's going on around the summer, and busy place still, a little quieter in town, which is wonderful. Like driving here today took me about 5 or 10 minutes less.
It's great.
Because I didn't have to wait at every crosswalk on Manhattan Avenue. But so it makes a little bit of a difference in the community, but we love what we do at MCC.
Brady Bowman here with MCC President Kevin Ingram. And Kevin, we've got just about a little less than 3 minutes left to go ahead and talk a little bit about your strategic plan update.
You bet. Our strategic plan update, I've already shared some of it. Activity Center was a part of that. The new sidewalks and the new First Impression were a part of that. We've added 16 new endowed scholarships in the last 5 years, totaling about $500,000, and we're proud of that to help students go. Another new scholarship that we just announced is the Game Changer Scholarship Fund. And that fund is to help students who, they come for a year and their parents are helping, and they may receive some federal aid, they may receive some church aid and other scholarships, but they still fall short. And we know these students are a great fit for MCC and have a bright future. This Game Changer Scholarship Fund is to help fill that last little gap, because we know that student will be a game changer in our world, and we know this scholarship would be a game changer for them to help them stay in. We have a handful of kids every year that do that. So we announced that recently. It's going to be an endowed scholarship as well. We have a goal for $250,000, and whatever comes in here in this next month or two, we announced it in April, is going to be matched by one of our local donors. And so we're really thrilled. If it's $50,000, then all of a sudden that fund will be $100,000. And so we're letting that story be known. Some of the things we've done, we've added security on our campus, key card access to several buildings, security cameras in several buildings. And in fact, we had an assessment on Monday by a staff member from the Department of Homeland Security who just came through and helped us look at our campus from a safety and security perspective and made recommendations. So constantly moving forward, want to make a difference and help MCC be the best that it can be and play an important role in the city of Manhattan. So that's kind of a strategic plan update. We're going to be taking further steps for the next 5 years Friday at our staff retreat, and just continue to be our best as a college and make a difference.
Very good. And you told me over the last break you're a new grandparent.
I'm a new grandparent 3 months ago. Our little granddaughter was 3 months on Sunday, and so pretty exciting. It's pretty. If I'd have known grandparenting was so cool, as my dad said, I'd have gone there first. So it's pretty fun.
Well, congrats from all of us here at Manhattan Broadcasting. Thanks again to MCC President Kevin Ingram for coming in. Miss any of today's In Focus? We had a good one. It's on demand, or will be on demand a little bit later this afternoon on our website at News Radio KMAN. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Lyle Butler, President and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. It'll be his first appearance since his announcement that he is retiring in February of next year. That's tomorrow on In Focus. Royals early today beginning at 12:30 here on KMAN.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan. is CBS News.